Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in India, Jesus in India, Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in me and you.
Forever.
Hello from Pastor Ken Harley in Mong Kok. I'm glad you're listening to this CD. We put this together to give away free to many people in Mong Kok and around Hong Kong so that you can know that Jesus loves you. How many of you know that Jesus loves you no matter what you do? Matter of fact, did you know that when you were born and formed in your mother's womb, that you were created for a purpose? You were created not only to worship God, but to fulfill the Father's plan in heaven for you. Did you know that? Did you know that your life from the very beginning was created for a purpose? The very desires you have, even though sometimes or all the time they end up misshapen, what we would call sin, where the things you hope for and the things you want to do just end up broken, like spilled milk on the ground with the shattered glass. But those things that you desire and long for and hope for, $1 million, winning a lottery will not get you those things. But if you fully know how much Jesus loves you, how much the Father has a plan for you, when you fully begin to experience the love of God in your life, when you know that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be a comforter to you, to free you so you can soar with the eagles, so you can rise like a lion, so that you can enjoy freedom in the sunshine of life as you do the will of the Father, which has been what you've wanted to do your whole life. The desires you have been given to you by God. So when you're listening to this CD, I pray that you will start to take a deep breath and feel God in your womb, wherever you are, and start to know that you are okay, that you are forgiven, that you are free through Jesus Christ, who loves you, and He will show you the way how to live. I'm going to pray now and ask Jesus to bless you and touch you. And if you have questions, look on the CD and call some churches in the area, or go to a church near you, or ask a Christian friend you work with, somebody you like, and they'll help to show you Jesus. But all in all, Jesus is right here now with you in your room, and He will show you the way. Lord Jesus, we pray that you touch my friend right now. Encourage them. Let them know you love them and that you will show them the way. And the way to live is closer than they ever thought possible, for you created them with desires, and you will make them holy, and you will give them the best life they could ever have. And then someday, you will hug them and greet them face to face when we meet in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We thank God for that. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. 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 We just want to say praise the Lord to all of you that are listening in right now. All over the world, you are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Angel of Melody. I go by Angel of Melody, and I also go by Angel on Deck. When I do a whole lot of music, I'm known as Angel on Deck, but when I do programs like this or revivals or something like that, I go by Angel of Melody or Evangelist Tanya Johnson. But we thank God for all of you listening in. Today we're doing a special show, telling you that's just awesome. We thank the Lord for his many, many blessings. I'm telling you, just awesome. And we thank the Lord for all of you that are tuning in live all over the world. We want to give a shout-out to all of our family in Africa. God bless you, all of Africa, A to Z. God bless you to all of those that are in Hong Kong, China, wherever you at. We want to say God bless you to Pastor Ken, Harley, and his parents, and also to all of our family there in Hong Kong. We just want to say God bless you on today. We thank God for your life. We thank the Lord for those listening in the UK and Italy, those that are in Brazil, Australia, Mexico. We thank God for you, those in Malaysia. God bless you. Those in the Caribbean and Jamaica, Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, we want to say God bless you as well. Switzerland, God bless you. All over that is listening in to this program. We have a great program. It's called the Hong Kong Karma Cafe with Pastor Ken and our family there in Hong Kong. And so we thank God. You're going to hear today a clip of Pastor Ken Holly. Matter of fact, y'all know that Pastor Ken is a big part of this ministry. You heard him a lot on 1440 AM WDRJ a few years back. Also, we had the honor of meeting his parents. Also, we thank God for Farini Chang. She's one of the movie actresses there in Hong Kong that came and spent a week with me. And we thank God for that. I was able to meet her a few years ago, and we just thank God for her. I want to give a shout-out to Daniel Black. We thank God for Daniel Black, awesome brother and man of God. I'm telling you, you're going to hear him speak, you know, a clipping of him speaking, and also you're going to hear Pastor Ken speaking as well. And then we had some great worship that we heard. You'll hear a few minutes of that with our sisters there. I think it's Rachel and Nicole. I think I'm saying the name right. But it was a great moment of worship with them as well. And so you're going to hear these different clippings today. And I'm telling you, this is not the last. We look forward to Pastor Ken calling in there from Hong Kong and letting everyone greet you around the world soon. We got to get a date and time set because they are 13 hours ahead of us right now. It's 8:13 a.m. here in Detroit, Michigan, but there it is 9:13 p.m. And so we just thank the Lord, as I said, for his many, many blessings, and we just have this great show that is coming before you. So right now I'm not going to say any more. I'm going to continue. We have an hour and 45 minutes left, and within that time you're going to hear what's going on there in Hong Kong. You heard the song called Jesus in Mongkok. Pastor Ken and everyone there believes in preaching Jesus loves you. It doesn't matter where you at, but Jesus loves you. And they talk about the love of God, and I just thank God for the ministry there. So right now, you heard, like I said, the Jesus in Mongkok song, and you heard the great message that Pastor Ken have spoken to you. And right now we're going to go to Pastor Ken ministering at the Karma Cafe. And then right after that, you will hear the great worship with our sisters there. And then after that, we're going to go straight to Daniel Black ministering also at the Karma Cafe. So these are, so you'll know what is going on. I've shared videos and everything to you. And I also will keep sharing the videos and the website. You can go on website and see videos and pictures and all of that. So we just thank God once again. We want to give a shout-out to Ken Holly, Pastor Ken there, and his family and all of our family there in Hong Kong. We just want to say God bless you. We love you very much. And so right now we're going to go on to the message with our brother, Pastor Ken Holly. We will be back in a little while.
And the boy will never forget that his father and mother always loved him. That's a real story that happened. But it's the story that talks about how God loves us. Because when we get in trouble, we go to the park. What's the park over in Admiralty? What is it called?
Chatter Garden.
Chatter. We go to Chatter Park. And we have a beer with our friends and we eat.
And
we paint our toenails.
And then we paint our toenails.
We don't go to church
because
we look at the bad things that we have done in our life. Or the bad things that have happened. We say a prayer, oh God, let me do good. And it doesn't happen. Or the people in church we don't like and we fight.
And
we end out in Chater Park.
And
when it's raining like this, we'll get into the Legislative Council building and
hide from the rain.
And we don't go to church and we
think,
Jesus doesn't like me, I'm not
saved.
The truth is what? Jesus loves us. He loves us. No matter what you do, you remember that song? Only one person remembers.
No matter what you do,
Jesus loves you.
Jesus.
Does Jesus always like the things we do? Jesus probably goes, these people are driving me crazy. They are get scared because the devil lies to them.
And
then they start fighting with each other. Okay, so today's little talk. We will give you a lot of Bible verses. And if you know who you are in Jesus, you will stop being afraid that God doesn't love you. And you will stop hiding away from God. You will realize that no matter what, God is with you. Someday, if I am become a martyr for Jesus and I'm killed or beaten for my faith, God is still with me. If I get fired from my job and have no money, God is still with me. If I have everything I could want in the world, then I'm happy. God is still with me. Okay. So, we're going to do a few Bible verses. And then I'm going to give you a paper. And I want you to get in small groups. And I want you to learn about who you are in Jesus.
You
Okay, what's the rule, Perlita? Do you need somebody to be your spiritual person to lead you to God? Or do you have the ability to use the Bible and go directly to Jesus? What do you think the answer is?
Actually, right now, my option is the second option.
Yes.
Because I'm already a Christian now.
We give people help. But the best help is to encourage them, they can go directly to Jesus.
Yeah.
With a Bible in your hand,
有个经文在你的手,
and a Jesus telephone in your heart. You know you have a Jesus telephone in your heart. You can call Jesus directly from you. And talk to him. Next time you go to the doctor for an X-ray,
下次你去醫生呢,
the doctor will say, what's that telephone doing?
然後醫生說,哇,為什麼有個電話在你的心裡?
Okay, let's talk about our heart.
Ezekiel
36:26.
然後,
Ezekiel 36:26. I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. If you have a new heart, and it's flesh, not stone, all the past have gone away. God will heal all your pain and allow you to love people like never before. All the past has gone away. When you have a new heart with Jesus, you become more beautiful in your face. It's like a facelift. Because you are alive and not hurt anymore. Jesus will help you to never fear again. Okay, Micah 3:8. Micah's hard to find it. Where is it?
最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最後,最
This is who you are. This is why you need to memorize scripture to tell you who you are.
So, you got it?
Malakasi.
As for me, I am filled with power. With the Spirit of the Lord. And with justice and might. I am filled with power. Say it. I am filled with power. With the Spirit of the Lord. With justice and might. You want to read it in Chinese?
Amen.
Okay, so when you're reading these Bible verses, you need to say, this is me. Judy is filled with power of the Spirit. You have the Spirit of God in you. We all get afraid. But we have the Spirit of God in us. We have a clean, fresh heart. We don't have to be afraid. Because we are filled with power. Okay, let's go to the next one. 2 Timothy 1, 7.
Oh, I'm
2 Timothy 1, 7. New Testament. 2 Timothy 1, 7. Okay, for God gave us the Spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Okay, I'm laughing because a man who wrote a book that Mother and I are reading right now says God gave us self-control, but he didn't give us the power to control others. We can lead people to Jesus, but we can't become their master. So you have God's Spirit within you. Okay? It's not a religion where you believe in God. God comes in you. And says, I am making you my daughter, my son. You have my Spirit of life in you. You are not an orphan. You are not a child, but a partner with God in the life. Okay? In the Spirit, the power of love and self-control and power, but not fear. The other day, I walked from Pastor David's church to Nam Chong and Tiara. It was 11 o'clock at night. I walked through the public housing. My friend said, don't do that, they might rob you.
然後有個人話哥打樓喺大角咀，你唔好
講到啦。
喺大角咀哥打政府樓，夜晚11:00有可能有牛司機，佢話朋友你唔好
理。They're not going to do anything to you because of the angels walking beside you.
高牧師呢，美國來的高牧師就說沒事，因為呢好巨型的天使就在你旁邊保護你。
God has his spirit in us.
神,
we do not need to be afraid.
我們不用害怕。
The reason we get upset,
我們每次我們不開心呢,
the reason we argue with people,
因為我們在教會入面在那裡喊和出面喊
is because we are afraid.
因為我們
Okay, one more verse. Philippians 4:8. Or did you read that verse in Chinese?
Okay, read it. Read Timothy in Chinese. You are the Timothy 1:7.
If you start at verse 4, this tells everything you need to know about your life, how to live it.
这个经文可以，你会明白很多东西在你生命之中。
Philippians 4:8 tells us to stop thinking fear-based thoughts.
这张经文呢就令到我们知道呢，我们的思想不是凭恐惧那里发出。
If you see something bad, you pray about it, but you don't talk about how bad it is.
你呢，见到一个很差的情况呢，你呢，就不要讲这个情况，没有动作，不过为这个情况呢，
Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure,
公義的事,
whatever is lovely, do we have any lovely in this room?
可愛的, 有沒有可愛的, 可愛的東西在這裡? 請問, 你可以說沒有的, 有沒有可愛的人在這裡? 沒有, 可愛的, 可愛的。Helen 可愛。
If there is anything excellent,Worthy of praise.
可以讚美嘅嘢。
Think about those things. The Bible wants you to only think about good things.
聖經就喺度鼓勵你思想啲正確啲好嘅嘢。
If you see something you don't like,
你見到唔啱眼咁樣嘅嘢咧
，You pray that God will make a change.
祈禱就係第一樣嘢你做，就
會
改變。
Forget about it.
然後呢忘記嗰樣嘢。
Because the devil will try to make you only see bad all over the world.
惡正就不斷叫你睇下幾衰，你睇下你幾衰，出邊幾衰，不斷喺度。
Rob you of your joy.
因為佢係嚟盜竊你個喜樂一個人。
The Bible says, pray for your government rulers that you don't like.
我哋唔滿意我哋個政府，唔滿意某個國家嘅政府，為佢祈禱。
But if you spend your whole dinner time talking about all the bad,
如果你咧喺度食飯喺度鬧某某國家某某人咧
，your friends will go to the prince of this world, the devil.
然後你啲朋友你啲咧就會去惡者嘅跟前
，because they didn't hear any light, they didn't hear any hope.
因為你個口冇講生命，只係講黑暗。
They didn't hear any good things.
只聽到。好嘅嘢，只聽到負面嘅嘢。
Okay, you want to read it in Chinese?
Oh, okay.
第二
英
文。
比自己白做。
係。好，即係啲嘢好難聽，好
聽。
好。
你好，所以佢真係。我話弟兄們，我還咗你做啲話，何時得著的？我正的，公義的，不偏義的，可恨的，有美名的，你有什麼德行？你有什麼精神？你即係自己知
道知
道。Okay, I'm going to give everybody a list. I want you to get in groups.
公婆嚟嘅，佢教書先生嚟嘅，等陣。
I want you to start reading Bible verses to know who you are.
然後咧，你要真係睇經文，佢真係佢中學老師嚟，佢要你拎住個經文，睇啲經文，知道咧你喺靈中。
The more you know who you are,
越多經文
，the better you will feel.
越你知道你喺靈中係邊個咧，你自己個生活嘅方式、生活嘅態度會完全改變。
We will do this till 1 o'clock.
然後咧，這個咧就係哇考試咁考就1點鐘之前，你睇完個經文。
From 1 to 105, you will then pray for each other that you will receive what God has shown you.
你看完这张纸，你咧就喺度填啦，然后咧一答一个字咧，你会为呢度啲人。
And then we can have lunch. Okay.
呢度特别帮我哋班牧者。
Pastor Philip, can you work with these two beautiful people?
Yes. Now, you can. Hi.
You work with Pastor Philip, Judy and Gwen, can you work together? Pastor Richard, can you work with these two beautiful ladies? And Mother, can you work with these three two beautiful ladies? Okay. You guys start knowing who you are, and you will be happy.I don't know if that has all the words.
And now, you know, here I am on a Sunday morning in a room full of beautiful faces. Some of you have gotten to know me over the years. And you've developed into a beautiful community here. It's a real honor and pleasure.To be with my family in Mong Kok. You all are family, you know? Yeah? That's good. And I have some friends with me here today as well. And I have Victor from China. He's an amazing, amazing metalhead. And this guy is very powerful. He just carries a lot of Jesus in his life. If you want to encounter Papa's love, have this guy pray for you. Yeah, he's pretty cool. And I also have a very special friend with me as well from America. This is his first time to Hong Kong. His name's Stu Wagner. And Stu, can you stand up? Stu from where I'm from. I'm from a town called MacArthur, California. And he goes to our church. He's on staff at our church along with me. And when he's not serving at our church, his full-time job is he's actually a highway patrolman.
Oh!
So you don't want to break the speeding laws because he'll pull you over. But he is one of the most unique highway patrolmen. Because he doesn't just give tickets. He gives away prayers too. I mean, how many of you would rather have a policeman give you a prayer versus a ticket? I think that would be good, eh? And so Stu is just incredible, has an incredible ministry, and he's actually, I'm going to have him share a little bit in a moment. And before that, I do have a little bit I want to share with you guys this morning. And we're actually going to minister this morning as well. And we want to pray for everyone that wants prayer. So we're excited about that. So anybody that wants this ministry will be able to
pray. And
Stu and Victor will all be available for you.
Not now.
We'll share first and then we'll minister.
We generally want to give about an hour for fellowship.
Okay, perfect. All right, cool. So, how many of you have a Bible this morning? Or on your phone. It works if it's on your phone. Isn't it glorious technology today?
Yeah.
Because of the iPhone and the Android phones, the Bible is more accessible today than ever before in history. Now, I have to tell you before we get into this, I absolutely love this book. I love this book, and here's why I love this book. Because on the face of this earth, this is the greatest revelation of God that we have. This is the greatest revelation of God that we have right here. Because God actually gives himself a self-description in this book. So that makes this book really important. It's important to study, it's important to read. But I will also say this. This book is not God. God isn't contained in the book. The book just reveals who he is. It points to him. Jesus said, you think in the scriptures, you know, you have God. But the scriptures actually point to me. So it's important to understand the Bible points to God. The Bible points to Jesus.
Okay.
So that's why we want to read it. Because it points us towards Jesus. It gives us a place to start from to begin to understand what God is like. Amen.
Amen.
I say that because I really believe it. So, if you have your Bible, go to 1 John. Chapter 4. And we're going to read actually several verses. 1 John chapter 4, and I just want to talk a few moments, and then I'm going to have Stu share for a few moments, and then we're going to minister. So we're going to make the meeting legal. We're going to read a Bible verse. We're going to read a few of them. And we're going to read verse 7 all the way through verse 19. So we'll read it in the Cantonese first, and then I'll read it in English. All right, amen. And I guess we have Bahasa language too. Somebody in Bahasa like to read?
First Johannes
4:7 through 19.
Gracias.
Bang, muridnya telah pergi ke kota membeli makanan, maka kata perempuan Samaria itu kepadanya, masaklah engkau seorang Yahudi, minta minum kepadaku, seorang Samaria, sebab orang Yahudi tidak bergaul dengan orang Samaria. Jawab Yesus kepadanya, kalau kau tahu tentang karunia Allah dan siapakah dia yang berkata kepadamu, berilah aku minum. Niscaya engkau telah meminta kepadanya dan ia telah memberikan kepadamu air hidup. Kata perempuan itu kepadanya, Tuhan, engkau tidak punya timba dan sumur itu amat dalam. Dari manakah engkau memperoleh air hidup itu? Adakah engkau lebih besar daripada bapa kami Yakub yang memberikan sumur itu kepada kami dan yang telah minum sendiri dari dalamnya? Ia serta anak-anaknya dan ternaknya. Jawab Yesus kepadanya, barang siapa minum air ini, ia akan kembali haus lagi. Tetapi barang siapa minum air yang akan kuberikan kepadanya, ia tidak akan haus untuk selama-lamanya. Sebaiknya, air yang akan kuberikan kepadanya akan menjadi mata air di dalam dirinya yang terus-menerus memancar sampai kepadanya hidup yang kekal. Kata perempuan itu kepadanya, Tuhan, berikanlah aku air itu, supaya aku tidak haus dan tidak usah datang lagi ke sini untuk menimba air. Kata Yesus kepadanya, pergilah, pergilah suamimu dan datang ke sini. Kata perempuan itu, aku tidak mempunyai suami, kata Yesus kepadanya. Tempat katamu bahwa engkau tidak mempunyai suami, sebab engkau sudah mempunyai 5 suami dan yang ada sekarang padamu bukanlah suamimu. Dalam hal ini engkau berkata benar. Kata perempuan itu kepadanya, Tuhan, nyata sekarang padamu bahwa engkau seorang nabi. Amin.
And we'll do Tagalog.
Tayo sa isa't isa sapagkat ang pag-ibig ay nasa Diyos at ang bawat umiibig ay ipinagmamanganak ng Diyos at nakakilala sa Diyos. Ang hindi umiibig ay hindi nakakilala sa Diyos sapagkat ang Diyos ay pag-ibig. Kung ito na hayat ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa atin at sapagkat sinuko ng Diyos ang kanyang gustong nanak at sasasibutan upang tayo mabuhay sa pamamagitan niya. Narito ang pag-ibig ng Diyos. Hindi sa tayo umiibig sa Diyos, kundi siya'y umiibig sa atin na sinuko ang kanyang anak na pagtubusan atin ng mga kasalanan. Mga minamahal, kung tayo umiibig ng Diyos, ng gayon nararapat na mag-ibigan din naman tayo sa isa't isa. Wala nakakita kailanman sa Diyos kung tayo ay nag-iibigan sa isa't isa. Ang Diyos ay nanatili sa atin at ang kanyang pag-iibig ay nandyan lang dagdag sa atin. Verse 13, dito'y nalalaman natin na kami na nanatili sa kanya at siya ay sa amin sapagkat binibigyan niya kami ng kanyang Espiritu at nakita namin sa atin nasaksihan na sinuko ng Ama ng anak bilang tagapagligtas ng sanlibutan. Ang sinumang na mapapahayag na si Jesus ay anak ng Diyos, ang Diyos ay nanahan sa Kanya at siya ay sa Diyos. At ating nalalaman ng sinasalumpa-nataya ang pag-ibig ng Diyos para sa atin. Ang Diyos ay pag-ibig at nanatili sa pag-ibig ay nananamit sa Diyos, ang Diyos ay nanatili sa Kanya. Verse 17, na ito'y naging ganap ng pag-ibig sa atin. Unang tayo'y magkaroon ng lubos na pagsuhay ng araw ng pagbubong sapagkat kung ano ang siya ay, gayon din naman tayo sa sanlibutan. Verse 18, walang tapos sa ang pag-ibig, kundi ang saktal sa pag-ibig ay nanampalataya sa tapos, sapagkat ang tapos ay nakasulat ng mga natatapos at sina hindi nagiging sakta ng pag-ibig. Verse 19, tayo umiibig sapagkat siya ay unang umiibig sa atin. Amen.
Alright. And if you have English, hopefully you were reading along. I'm not going to read all of that again. But we really
love these verses. Now, the reason why I had us read these is it's talking about the great love of God for us. You know, you can have confidence in God's love for you. You can have confidence in God's love for you. I have the opportunity to travel the world. And this year I'll be in 16 countries before the end of the year. So I get to meet a lot of people all over the world. And one of the things I find with most people around the world is we know Jesus loves us because we sing a song. You know the song, Jesus loves me this way, or the Bible tells me.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. We know this song. So we know Jesus loves us. But most Christians don't walk in the confidence of that love for them. In fact, most Christians are walking around kind of on steppy toes, like, because they know, but they've not really known in their heart. They've never experienced, and they don't have a confidence because of that experience. Many Christians believe God as an angry God. And he's got a big bat in his hand. And anytime you mess up, he's going to beat you down with that bat. This is not the God of the Bible. This is not the God Jesus reveals to us. We can have confidence in what we read, that God is love. God is love. And what does love look like? What does love look like? In 1 Corinthians 13, we see a beautiful description of love. And I'm just going to read in English. And as I read in English, you read it in your translation or your dialect of language. But we're going to read 1 Corinthians 13. 4 through verse
8.
Now remember in the last passage we read it says God is love. So this is the description of your Father. This is a description of who God is, who He is to you, who He is for you. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. It's not boastful, does not display itself haughtily, it's not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride, it's not rude, and does not act unbecomingly. Love does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking, it is not touchy or fretful or resentful, it takes no account of the evil done to it, it pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail.
Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. It is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hope are faithless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails. Amen. This is a description of Jesus. This is a description of his love for you. He is patient. He is kind. He is gentle. He is not getting angry with you. He's not pointing his finger at you. He's not even pointing out what's wrong with you. You know how we grow? God points out what's right with you. And says, let's develop that some more. He points out, he never points to your old nature. If you're angry, he's not going to say, oh, you're an angry person, you're bad. No, in the New Covenant, because of what Christ accomplished, God disciplines us by saying, hey, actually, you're a very peaceful person. And I want to grow peace in you. This is what's right with you. And we're just going to expand it all the more. Now let me explain something. There are two sides to the cross. When Jesus died, on the one side is a very much so finished work. It's accomplished, it's done. Your sin is forever done away with. Okay? It says in Romans 6, you died with Jesus. The old man is dead. So you can stop trying to raise him back from the dead. He's dead. So you can forget about him. Your sin nature was crucified. You're no longer a sinner, you're now a saint. That old person's dead. Say the old me is dead. There you go. This is the truth. So that part's finished. There's the other side of the cross. It's an ongoing work. It's called maturing and growing in your new nature in Christ. And part of maturing and growing in your new nature in Christ is realizing that some of the ideas that we've thought about God in the past have been wrong. That he's an angry God. That he's a mean God. That he's a vengeful God. That he's violent and requires blood. He's none of those things. Jesus reveals the Father. Let me tell you something that's kind of sad. Jesus says, no one has known the Father except me. Up to that point, when Jesus came in history, no one had ever seen the Father. No one had ever even known what he looks like. So Jesus then comes and he makes a wild statement. Because everybody up to that point thought they had God figured out pretty well.
因為到咗嗰個點啦，好多有陣時啲人咧已經經明白神明白到
乜嘢啦。And he says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
耶穌話：你見到我，你見到
父。Let me tell you about Jesus. He is relentlessly kind.
佢係不斷不斷咧，係對我哋有一種愛。
He's forever compassionate.
佢不斷咧有種愛心對我哋。
He's eternally merciful.
You know, 永遠咧喺度施恩憐憫我哋。
His mercy triumphs over judgment.
佢嘅憐憫咧係會經過審判，會超越審判。
In fact, Jesus revealed that mercy extended is justice in the kingdom of God.
然後咧，佢咧呢個憐憫咧係超越審判，呢個審判係天國嘅一種憐憫。
It's a kind of a backwards way to what humans think. You revealed that God was our eternal Father. He's not just this Father with a stick that disciplines. But he's our Papa. And he smiles over us.He smiles over you. He's just got this big grin when he's looking at you. He says, you make me smile. It's the truth. We live in our Papa's embrace. And it's a strong and firm embrace.How many of you growing up had a really wonderful dad?
Wonderful
dad. I know I had a great dad. Some of you might not have had a good
dad.
But there is that moment when you were going through a hard time.And your dad would hold you. I mean, your mom would hold you and it was like, oh, this is
sweet.
But when your dad held you, all the fear melted away. And you knew it was going to be okay. You knew it was going to be alright. Because you were in your dad's love.You were in his embrace. And you knew no matter what came your way, it was going to be okay. And as we begin to discover what God looks like, and because of what God looks like, what I look like, as he is, so are we. We are made in his image. Jesus died to redeem his image in you. So when you see him, you see you. As we gain a greater revelation of what he is, and who he is, and what he's like, and who we are.There's a great confidence that comes up in us. It's a confidence that gives us the boldness to take risk. It's the confidence to say, no matter what I face, it's going to be okay.I can take my foot out of the boat and put it on the water. Because I know my daddy has me. And I can begin to walk on the water and do the impossible. Do you believe that? So that's my encouragement for you this morning.And I have one other thing. So I feel like some people here, you just struggle with this thought that God is angry. He's mad at you. Maybe you've screwed up. Maybe you've done something bad. And you just think God's mad at you. I wanted to encourage you, he's not. And there's a verse in the Bible that actually says this. I've been meditating on this for about 3 weeks now. And every time I read it, I'm just blown away. And it builds the confidence in me about who my daddy is and what he's really like. So it's in Isaiah 54. Verse 9 and 10. And then I'm going to have Stu come up and share. Let's read verse 9 and 10 of Isaiah 54. Verses 9 and 10. For this is like the days of Noah to me, as I swore that the waters of Noah would no more go over the earth. So I have sworn that I will not be angry with you or rebuke you. For though the mountains should depart and the hills be shaken or removed, yet my love and kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace and completeness be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Go ahead and read it, Anthony, if you can find it. So, I love this verse, because A, he's telling you, I'm not mad at you. I'm not going to get angry with you. And no matter what you face, you have my love, and you have my peace, and you have my kindness, and I'm eternally compassionate towards you. Now that's a good revelation over there. So I'm going to leave you with those words and have Stu come up and share some more. Give Stu a good Hong Kong welcome. Thank you, thank you.
So you already know what I do for a living. I work for the California Highway Patrol. So I am going to just share a story or two about my work. What I've learned to do is to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in my life, not only at church, but also at work in every area. First, I want to just share a scripture that the Lord gave me during worship for this house. And that's John chapter 15, verses 12 through 16. 12 through 16, or 17. And we don't need to read that verse, but you look it up and take a look at it. That's where he talks about being our friend. And he talks about great love, because greater love has no one than this, that to lay down one's life for his friends. As we were preparing to come on this trip with the annual, he asked me to pray and ask the Lord if I had any words for the countries or the places that we would visit. And so during my meditation time in the mornings, the Lord did give me some words. And although I didn't know I would be in this particular place, in the places that I would come to, I did have a word that I feel applies to your house. And the reason I say that is because during worship I heard the word the Friendship Club. And so I want to read this word that I had, and this was one that the Lord gave to me on March 4th. There are new friendships coming to you. These will be good and faithful friends that want to help you with growth in the giftings God has given you. This is not to say that you are not operating in them now. But to say, God wants to take you to new levels of influence in your culture you have not had. This is the favor I give to my children, my sons and daughters. I will draw you closer to myself, and my love will flow into your hearts. And that love will flow from you into your community. I am releasing new levels of love, a love that overcomes all things. This is a love that will bring in new hope. That will remove hopeless feelings that have crept in and replace them with hopefulness. And that hope will create in you a new faith. That will see possibilities you have not imagined. Your faith will be strengthened to believe for the transformation of your culture. To see all that God has desired for you. Amen.
Amen.
And I saw that there was a Starbucks down there across the street. And this is a coffee shop. Okay. And the thing about Starbucks is it's not so much their coffee, but it's a place for people to gather. Because people desire a place to come together and be friends. So as God puts, builds your faith to go out and reach people, you'll have places to bring them, the Friendship Club. So what I want to do is just share a story about my work that applies not only to work but to every area of our life. In our life, it's so important and critical that we learn to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. So when I'm patrolling and I drive a car, I ask the Holy Spirit to lead me to places where I can protect people, help people, and have them encounter God as well. So I not only am able to have the Holy Spirit help me do my job, but help me have those people have an encounter with God. So one day when I was working, the Holy Spirit led me to a particular area where I ended up stopping a car for speeding. A woman was driving that vehicle. She was very upset. And she began to share a story with me. She told me that her father was very sick and she had to leave her house in one city and travel to another city to take care of her father. And because of this situation, she wasn't able to be with her husband for months at a time. So she told me the reason why she was speeding is she was distracted because she was anxious to go home and see her husband. And she hadn't seen him in over a month. And so after I completed my stop and I handed back her documents so she could leave. I shared with her that I was a Christian man of faith and would like to pray for her. So this woman reached out and just grabbed my hand and said, yes, yes, please pray for me. She said she was a Christian woman, but she hadn't been going to church very regularly. She just began weeping and weeping and weeping. Because she was so touched because God would have a police officer stop her in the middle of nowhere. And pray for her. And she also shared with me about her dad and his illness. So I was able to pray for her husband, for her dad's healing. And she also shared that her husband was desperately trying to get a job where her father was so that they could be together again. So I was able to pray for all these needs, and you know, she recommitted herself to pursuing God because she knew how much God loved her. And I was blessed because, not that I did anything, but God let me be a part of what He was doing in this woman's life. And so many times it's all I can do not to weep myself to see what God's doing in someone's life. Many times it just takes my breath away. I think God would use me to touch a person like that. And this woman was so touched by the move of God in her life that she just stayed on the side of the road there for about 10 minutes after the stop, just weeping. And so what I have many, many hundreds of stories like this where God has led me to people to pray for. And one of the things I don't ever get to follow up or get to hear from these people again. Because my job, we're not allowed to exchange or get information from anybody that we have stopped. But I know someday I'm going to be able to meet and talk to some of these people. And so, what I want to encourage you with is that you can do the same thing in your life as you're walking around. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to people that you can be friends with. Because it's about loving people, and so often all you need to do is allow somebody to speak maybe a problem to you and ask them if you can pray for that problem. And you'll be surprised how open people are and love to have themselves to be prayed for. I've contacted hundreds and hundreds of people. I've only had two people that did not want me to pray for. Some of those people I booked tickets to are even arrested. I even had one man that was extremely rude and angry. Because I had arrested him for drinking too much and driving. And by the time I got him to jail, which was about an hour drive, this man told me that he was happy that I had arrested him. That's how desperate people are for God's love. They're out there. I'm wearing a wristband that says Love and Power 2013. People are desperate for the love of the Father. And they're desperate There's love in the Father. There's power in friendship. So I just encourage you, allow them, ask the Holy Spirit in your everyday lives to lead you to people that need prayer. People are desperate for this in their lives. And most of the time, all it takes is the courage to take a risk, to just ask them, can I pray for that? And some of those people, you'll have an opportunity to maybe develop a friendship. And now you have the friendship club here to bring them to. So, thank you.
So, it's 12:55. So here's what we'll do. Because I know that they want to provide at least an hour's worth of fellowship time and lunch. Sue and myself and Victor will make ourselves available. If you'd like prayer, we'd love to pray with you. Here's the number one rule though. You can't tell us your life story. We don't have time to hear your whole life story. We would love to hear it, but probably the next time we come. Because we do have another engagement that we're going to go to here pretty soon. So we want to pray with you guys. So I don't know who will close service. Maybe Pastor Philip will close the service. But Stu and myself and Victor will be available to minister over you guys this morning.
Ted.
All right, Heavenly Father, let's just close with
Ted. Ted on piano.
That's a prayer, and we want to just seriously thank the Lord. 我今日咧想结束呢一个祈祷，不过我哋啊好要多谢我哋父神。 And for what are we really thanking the Lord for? We are thanking the Lord for one thing. 我们究竟我们多谢我们的父神，我们的主，我们耶稣是哪一样嘢？一样嘢 for bringing us Pastor Daniel, good brother Stu, dialing, Stu to give us a word, a very important word. 好重要一个信息。 We keep forgetting this. 我们不断每一次都忘记这件事。 We keep replacing it with stuff in our head. 我们不断在摆些我们自己认为。 We keep replacing the true God with the God in our head. 我们不断在真正的神我们忘记，不过我们想有一个好恶的神。 God is love. Thank you, Jesus. So let us all just pray a quick prayer, and we'll let Pastor Daniel do it. So, Heavenly Father, 我们亲爱的阿爸父, we thank you, 我们多谢你, we thank you for bringing us this word all the way from California, my God. 我们多谢你这个从加州来的话语，你经历过从加州来的话语。 We thank you for Pastor Daniel and Brother Stu. 我们多谢你由 Pastor Daniel and Brother Stu 给我们一个核心明白， let us focus on your love, only 你的爱，净是你的爱。 主啊， Heavenly Father, I pray for Pastor Daniel and the Brother Stu as they go, that your Holy Spirit will guide their every step. All right, Pastor Daniel and our Brother Stu, I don't care about Thank you, Lord. God take you. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you.
Let me encourage you that Pastor Daniel and his team actually have many places to be.
Now, Pastor Daniel and my
and they have graciously come here today. So if you would like prayer from them, again, they want to extend the love of God to you as much as possible, but you really do need to honor the request of not having extended amounts of explanation. God actually tells them things when you're standing right in front of them. So it's not important that you explain it so that they can get it right.
Yeah.
Because God's telling them what He wants done.
Pastor Daniel
Okay, as well, while that's going on, they'll be putting food out, and you're welcome to partake in that as well. So we're going to go ahead into a time of fellowship. And we do want to recognize that people have come in additionally in the last 2 minutes. From another church, we have Pastor Nancy with her. This church is they meet in a different location. They'll meet over at Olive.
Pastor Nancy, I Olive from William Lamb go being Olive. So yeah, I'm glad you.
All right, and then we actually had while Daniel and Sue were speaking. We had a request from somebody who came up in the hall that wanted to visit with Daniel, but he had to go and open his church, so he's not here right now, but something else may occur during the day. All right, so...
And you've already taken an offering for Pastor Daniel and his two. But some of you weren't here, so I'm going to leave the envelope right here on the table, right here by the book. Feel free. There's also free books there.
If the Lord moves you to bless this pastor and to bless his team, please, the envelope there. Go back to the book.
All right, so thank you, Father, for this time together. Yes, and we just want to ask your blessing on this time here today. We ask, Lord, that you would seal the seed in our hearts that has been given to us today. And not allow it to be taken. As well, Lord, we ask your blessing on the fellowship time and for and we ask, Lord, that there would be enough for everyone. And that it would be nourishing to our bodies. As we are having our spirits and souls nourished as well.
Yay!
Yay!
Whoever needs prayers, please come up and
Daniel, you requested, you know,
All right. I'm telling y'all, that was awesome. Pastor Ken Harley, y'all, there in Hong Kong. We thank God for our family there. We thank the Lord for that great message that you heard. Was our brother Daniel Black there in the Comma Cafe. That was a great message when he was there ministering. And then also we heard Pastor Ken Harley minister too as well at the Comma Cafe. And then we heard Rachel and Nicole doing worship, singing worship. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome. I want to give a shout out real briefly to our sisters there in Hong Kong that was listening in. We want to give a shout out to Lucy May. God bless you, sis. To Irene, Anita, we want to say God bless you. And then to our sister Rima, we want to say God bless you. I love you all very much, miss you very much. And I know that one day God will make a way that I will be coming to Hong Kong. I know we've talked about that many times, but we know that the timing is up to God. So in his timing, when he makes the way, I know that I will be there. So we just thank God for his many, many blessings. I'm telling you, just awesome. I just thank God to let you know for how he's moving by his spirit all over the world. And, you know, we just know that the same Jesus, you know, that's here in America is there in Africa. He's there in Hong Kong. He's there in Hmong, there in China. He's in Italy, the UK. He's all over the world from A to Z. He's everywhere. And we just thank God for his love and his mercy and his grace. Well, we have 15 minutes left, and what we're going to do, we're going to hear Pastor Ken, again, this great song called Jesus in Mong Kok. And we just thank God. It says Jesus in Mong Kok, Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in you, Jesus in me. And we just thank the Lord. This was a great show. We're going to be on in another hour or so, coming from the nations. We have our music that's going to be cranked up. Links will post very soon. So we just want to say God bless you all. We love you very much. Always know that God loves you and that the angel of melody, angel on deck, loves you too. Hong Kong, we love you. Yes, we want to say God bless you. Pastor King, God bless you. Mom and Dad, God bless you. We thank God for all of y'all. So we're going to end this program in the Jesus in Mong Kok song and the message that follows it. Have a great one.
Jesus in Mong Kok, Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in you, Jesus in you, Jesus in Mong Kok, Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in me and you.
Yeah. Manka, Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in me, Jesus in you. Let's love one another, pray for one another, encourage one another forever. Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in me, Jesus in you. Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in me, Jesus in you. Let's love one another, pray for one another, encourage one another forever. Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in me, Jesus in you. Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in me, Jesus in you. Let's love one another, pray for one another, encourage one another forever. Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in me, Jesus in you. Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in Hong Kong, Jesus in me, Jesus in you. Let's love one another, pray for one another, encourage one another forever. Hello from Pastor Ken Harley in Mong Kok. I'm glad you're listening to this CD. We put this together to give away free to many people in Mong Kok and around Hong Kong so that you can know that Jesus loves you. How many of you know that Jesus loves you no matter what you do? Matter of fact, did you know that when you were born and formed in your mother's womb, that you were created for a purpose? You were created not only to worship God, but to fulfill the Father's plan in heaven for you. Did you know that? Did you know that your life from the very beginning was created for a purpose? The very desires you have, even though sometimes or all the time they end up misshapen, what we would call sin, where the things you hope for and the things you want to do just end up broken, like spilled milk on the ground with shattered glass. But those things that you desire and long for and hope for, $1 million, winning a lottery might, will not get you those things. But if you fully know how much Jesus loves you, how much the Father has a plan for you, when you fully begin to experience the love of God in your life, when you know that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be a comforter to you, to free you so you can soar with the eagles, so you can rise like a lion, so that you can enjoy freedom in the sunshine of life as you do the will of the Father, which has been what you've wanted to do your whole life. The desires you have been given to you by God. So when you're listening to this CD, I pray that you will start to take a deep breath and feel God in your room, wherever you are, and start to know that you are okay, that you are forgiven, that you are free through Jesus Christ, who loves you, and He will show you the way how to live. I'm going to pray now and ask Jesus to bless you and touch you. And if you have questions, look on the CD and call some churches in the area, or go to a church near you, or ask a Christian friend you work with, somebody you like, and they'll help to show you Jesus. But all in all, Jesus is right here now with you in your room, and He will show you the way. Lord Jesus, we pray that you touch my friend right now. Encourage them. Let them know you love them, and that you will show them the way. And the way to live is closer than they ever thought possible, for you created them with desires, and you will make them holy, and you will give them the best life they could ever have. And then someday, you will hug them and greet them face to face when we meet in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Like butter.